I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're talking about moving forward by faith. The willingness, when we know God's leading his direction for our lives, just to get started, when we don't know all the details. We don't have all the details figured out yet, but the willingness to move forward by faith, trusting that God's going to begin to fill things in as you get started. And I was talking about this concept with my daughter just recently, and we were going through a writing exercise. We'll talk about it more here in just a second. And she didn't know what to write. She sat down at the computer, didn't know what to write. And so we prayed a simple prayer asking for God's help. And then I said, let's get started. Let's write the first sentence just to get us started. And the next thing you know, God begins to fill some things in. And I actually got some revelation and learned some things what my daughter began to write as we went through that exercise. And it was a valuable lesson both for myself, also for her, just this idea of being willing to move forward by faith and let God begin to fill in the details. Think about Abraham in the Bible. God tells Abraham to go to a place that I will show you. Leave your home and go to a place that I will show you. Abraham doesn't know all the details. He just knows that he's supposed to go. So he gets started and God begins to fill things in. Think about the lepers in the Bible. Jesus cleanses the 10 lepers, but it says, Jesus tells them, go show yourselves to the priest, which is what you're supposed to do when you're healed. But he tells them, go show yourselves to the priest, and they hadn't been healed yet. Go show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were healed. Only one of them, unfortunately, came back to thank him and give glory to him. But he said, go. And as they went, as they began to go, they began to get healed. This idea that when we get God's nudge, we get that leading on the inside, just the willingness to take that step forward. Often we want to have it all figured out in our minds, but usually the things that God has for us, it's hard for us to figure out these things that he wants us to do until we get in motion. We have to get things in motion. We have to take the first step, and that takes some trust that God's going to begin to fill it in. But let's get started with prayer. And then we're going to take a couple minutes to do the other half of prayer after that, to get still, to examine ourselves, to prepare our hearts and minds before our time of communion today. But if you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we go through that other half of prayer to get still and to listen and to examine ourselves before we take communion. So let's get started with a prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness, and just to let it flow through us, so that we do good and are a blessing to people everywhere we go and hopefully to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us, help us do today what's right and best in your eyes and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So we're going to get started with the other half of prayer first. And our first step is to get positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of his dear son. And that transfer happens through the forgiveness of sins. It's forgiveness that brings us in. It's that grace and mercy and love and forgiveness that brings us into the light. And we have to receive that from God. So if there's anything where you're feeling disconnected from God, or if you feel like you've missed the mark, you can bring that to him. You'll always be given that grace and mercy and forgiveness. But then we got to get it flowing through us. That forgiveness and grace has to flow through three levels. It has to be received from God, flow through us in the middle, out to other people in the world. Oftentimes, we block the flow in the middle. We have to learn to forgive ourselves, to give ourselves that same grace that God has given us, to take that pressure off of ourselves for the ways that we've missed it, the ways that we haven't lived up to our own expectations, the way we're beating ourselves up and condemning ourselves. We're often our own worst critic. And when we do that, we block the flow of what God is really trying to do in our lives, learning to take that pressure off of you. And to receive that grace and forgiveness from God, let it flow through you and then out to other people to give them that same grace and mercy and love that God has given us. That's how we truly walk in the light, to walk in the light as he is in the light, giving that same grace and mercy to ourselves and to other people that he's given us, which means what? We have to let some things go. We got to release some things. We've been released from darkness. We have to release and let go of some things that we've been hanging on to against ourselves, that we've been hanging on to against other people, to truly live in the light. We got to let some things go. And then we got to begin to magnify that light so that it begins to grow brighter and brighter on the inside of us. And here's how we do that. There's two things we can focus on. What we're magnifying in our life is all about focus. What we're concentrated on, what we're focused on. What am I meditating on? What am I thinking about all day? What am I talking about all day? What am I pondering in my heart and imagining all day is going to get magnified on the inside of me. It's going to begin to grow bigger and bigger on the inside. And really, there's only two options. I can be focused on whatever is lovely, just, true, of good report, praiseworthy. I can be focused on the light and love and God and grace and forgiveness. Or I can be focused on darkness. I can be focused on all the things that are wrong, all the things that people did to me. I can be focused on all the ways that I messed up. I can be focused on all the things that haven't happened yet. I can be focused on moaning and groaning and complaining and gossiping and all the evil that's going on in the world. And I can be focused on that and trying to fight against that. Or I can simply redirect my focus and begin to focus on the light and begin to magnify it, to magnify God's word and how much he loves us, how powerful he is, that nothing's impossible for him, that he can make all grace abound to us. So having all sufficiency at all times and all things, we can abound to every good work. That he forgives all of our sins, heals all of our diseases, redeems our life from the pit, crowns us with steadfast love and mercy, satisfies our desires with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. We can receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness so that we reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. We can begin to focus on and meditate and magnify those things. Or we can begin to magnify the problems. And whichever one we put our focus on is going to begin to grow bigger on the inside of us. And so just magnifying God, his word, the scriptures, his love, that nothing's impossible for him. And we can do that through praise and thanksgiving. We can also do that by looking back at all the ways that God has come through in our lives. Often we get caught focusing on the future and we get into stress and overwhelm for all the things that haven't happened yet. Things that look impossible, uncertainty about the future. And all these things are going to show up in the fruit of our emotions. Which one I'm magnifying is going to begin to show up in the fruit of our emotions. I like to think of peace and joy as some of my best indicators of what I'm magnifying on the inside of me. Peace is my indicator that I'm single-minded in my faith. I'm not wavering. I'm not double-minded. I'm single-minded with my focus on the light. Single-minded with my focus on the light. And his peace and joy, it's like a light switch. Either that peace and joy are flowing in our lives. That supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding. That joy of the Lord that is your strength. Either that's on and flowing or it's not. And it all has to do with where you put your focus. Where is the pressure? Where is the focus in life? I like to think of joy as my indicator of presence, that I'm living in the present moment, aware of God's presence with me. I'm not living in regret over the past. I'm not living in dread or fear or uncertainty about the future because God holds my future. And I can live in the present moment. And today, this day, I can do the things that I know to do today. So we're going to make a plan with God for the day. What do you know to do over the next 24 hours? Not the things that you're unsure of, not the things you're uncertain on. What do you know to do today? Might be some administrative things, some things around the house, some things in your workplace. There might be some things on the inside that have been stacking up and piling up. Like, I know I need to do that, but I keep procrastinating on it. I know I need to do that. I know I need to eat better. I know I need to exercise. I know I need to drink more water. I know I need to spend more time with my family. I know I need to be more present with my family. I know I need to be on my phone less. I know I need to do this, to do that. I know I need to go get an oil change in my car. What are those things that you know to do? Because what happens is those things begin to pile up on the inside, and it begins to build some pressure on the inside of you. And it also begins to block your mental clarity, where you get kind of fuzzy mentally, and it blocks your ability to hear as clearly from God because you got all these things piling up on the inside. So what do you know to do today? And then let's start taking action, executing on those things that you know to do. And there might be some things that God has been prompting you to do, some steps of faith, some things that you know to do. And this is where it's important to know that sometimes we have to move forward by faith. God will give you a prompting or a leading, and having the willingness to just get started, trusting that he's going to begin to fill it in as you go. And that's where we say we have to do it. Execute the things that we know to do and do it cheerfully. Do it with peace and joy and confidence in him, trusting that he's there with you, that you don't have to do it on your own anymore. That he's there with you to equip you and to empower you and to anoint you to do these things in his strength rather than your own, because the pressure is not on you anymore. So making your list, what do you know to do today? And then let's focus on executing at a high level, but doing so trusting, moving forward by faith, trusting that he's there with you to help you execute these things. And then as you do that, we got to make sure we stay tuned in throughout the day, because he might course correct you. He might take you on a little different path than you've expected. He's always trying to teach us and to train us and to lead us to this spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. But it's his voice that leads us along that path. So taking some time every day, just a few minutes. You can do it right now if you want to pause the recording, just to get still and to listen and just ask this simple question. God, what is it you're trying to teach me or show me today? And whatever comes to mind, just begin to write that down. And as you begin to record your journey, God's going to begin to lead you to this beautiful place. So speaking of recording your journey, so I was going through an exercise with my daughter, who's just getting into middle school. She's sixth grade. And she's been doing some Bible study. We've got her starting in the Bible, reading from the front to back, just in the beginning of the Bible, starting reading it like a book. And one of the things I've talked to her about is it's really important to record your journey. It's really important to record your journey. In fact, God told me one of the most important things we're doing with all your schooling and everything that we do, all your training, is recording your journey. And so here's what I want you to do. We're going to start in the book of Genesis, and we're going to start reading the Bible from front to back, and we're going to start just writing about whatever comes to mind, whatever you feel like is coming to mind. He said, I want you to do this. Is as you read these Bible stories, be looking for just words that kind of stand out at you, things that come to mind while you're reading these stories. Maybe it reminds you of a story in your own life or some kind of practical application in your own life. And so she finished reading. She was reading in Genesis 1, and reading about Adam and Eve and the days of creation and all these types of things. And I said, all right, let's sit down and let's write. Let's write just a couple paragraphs about whatever's coming to mind. How does this relate to your life? What have you been reading about? What did you learn? How does this relate to your life? And I told her, I said, the way I read my Bible is, and we've talked about this in several other things, the way I read my Bible, I read 2 to 4 pages in the morning, 2 to 4 pages at lunch, 2 to 4 pages in the evening. And I shoot for at least 10 pages per day is the way that I do it. And we talked about how when you break things up, it makes things easier and more sustainable and all these types of things. So she's getting started with her writing. And she's like, I don't know what to write. I don't know what to write. I don't know what to write. So I said, you know what? I said, when I do these daily communions, oftentimes there's been many days. It's even happened on some of our partner Zooms that we do, where we'll go for 90 minutes sometimes, 60, 90 minutes, talking and discussing certain things. And there's been several times where literally when I sat down in front of the computer to begin to record or to begin to be live, I literally had one word. I had barely anything to go with. But I move forward by faith. And next thing you know, God begins to fill things in. And I actually learn a lot in the process oftentimes. I don't always know all the details of what God's wanting to do. But I get started by faith. Same thing has happened with all the books that I've written. God's given me basically the title for each of them and said, get started. I don't know where it's going, but I write down the title in the document. And I just start writing down whatever I know. And then God begins to fill it in. So what do you know to do? What step do you know to take? So she gets started. And actually, she's saying, you know, I don't know what's right. I don't know what's right. I said, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to pray. I just said, God, we thank you that you're with us and you have amazing things that you wanted to teach us today. What is it you wanted Anya to see in what she read today? So so we sit down. I said, all right, I'm going to help you with the first sentence. And I just wrote on the computer. I began to type it out. Today, I read about, and I left it there. And I let her begin to go. And I see her thinking for a minute. And the next thing I know, she starts typing away. And what she began to write was truly a blessing to me. Here's what she began to write. She said, I noticed in the days of creation that God didn't create it all in one day. He broke it up over the course of 6 or 7 days. He rested on the seventh day. He created it all over 6 days rather than one day. He created it all over 6 days rather than one. He could have created it. Nothing's impossible with him. He could have created it in one day, but he created it in six. And my dad always tells me, here's what she wrote. My dad always tells me that when you break things up, for example, Bible reading, it makes it easier to do. It's less pressure, less stressful, more sustainable to do when you break things up. And she says, and my dad has also taught me that everything God has created, everything God has done, he did it to teach us something. He did it to teach us something. What did he do? When he went through the days of creation, he began to show us a pattern of how he creates and the order and sequence of how he does things. He didn't do it all in one day. So we can begin to see some of God's patterns. So I got really blessed by her being willing to move forward by faith. Look what came out of that. And just day by day, God will give us these nudges, these gentle leadings. But we have to have the willingness to get started, the willingness to move forward by faith when we don't have all the details. And you're going to see, this is a theme throughout the Bible. You look at Bible stories all throughout the Bible. God gives someone a word. God gives someone a leading of what to do that often looks impossible. They don't know all the details, but they have to be willing to move forward by faith. So we're going to take communion over this today. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you are so faithful to teach us and to train us and to give us the leading of which way to go and the courage to move forward by faith, and that we can put our trust in you, that as we stand on your word and we move forward in the things and the leadings that you have for us, you are so faithful to follow through, to come through for us at just the perfect time and in the perfect way. Father, we just thank you for that. I thank you for your steadfast, unfailing love for us and that nothing is impossible for you. I thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he told his disciples, take it, receive. Receive his grace and forgiveness that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's eyes. We can approach him with freedom and confidence. He's on your side. He wants to help. Putting our hope and our trust and our security in him. And when he gives us those gentle nudges of which way to go, we can begin to move forward by faith. Father, we just thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it. In Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, brings us into that grace. We can have this covenant relationship with God. I believe as you begin to move forward by faith and you see him coming through, when you take those steps of faith, you begin to move forward and you see him coming through again and again and again. What happens? I think it helps you to know him better, to know his heart, his love, his goodness, his faithfulness, to just know him on a whole new level. And Jesus said that is eternal life, to know God and to know Jesus Christ whom he sent. That is Jesus's definition of eternal life, to know him. And we can begin to grow in that from this point on for eternity. So Father, we just thank you for this cup and what it represents and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's simply about walking it out. What do you know to do? As you get those nudges on the inside, those promptings, those leadings of things that you know to do, but maybe you're uncertain on all the details, how could you just get started and begin to move forward by faith? But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.